Marriage is a gift. And it's no different than anything else. You got to work at being a great mom or dad. You got to work at you being a successful businesswoman or man. You've got to work at your marriage. And it's every day. And it's being consistent every single day and making a decision that you're going to find the great in him or her versus what is what bothers you the most about him. You're going to turn it.
Welcome to Drive the Line with Jessica. Are you ready to learn, laugh, and live the juiciest life together? Let's do this.
All right. I am so excited to have on one of the most lovely, remarkable, and successful women I know, Anne White, joining us today on Drive the Line with Jessica. Anne, thank you so much for being a guest.
Oh my goodness. I'm once again, always honored to be in the presence of you and to be able to share goodness with so many others. That's what it's all about, is blessing other people's lives. And that's what you do. So thank you for having me on today.
Well, listen, you're a gift. And I've said this to you before, but what I want people that are listening to really hear is that to be loved and encouraged by Anne White is truly something like I've never experienced before. This is a person who pours into people. And what I've witnessed firsthand, and so I've been so fortunate to watch Anne and how she started this at home. So Anne's married to her amazing husband, published author, financial guru, CPA, incredible man, Jim White. Together, they have 6 kids and they're working on 13, grandkid number 13. But you need to look her up and you need to see, you'll never believe that either of them could have children that are able to even have children. So it's quite amazing. And Anne, I would love to start here and just talk about how your marriage, because the way that you pour love into all of us, all of your friends in your community, I've witnessed it amplified the way that you speak about and to your husband. So will you talk a little bit of, start with just that relationship, where it started and just a little bit of that.
Oh, well, that's the easy part, because that is what a gift that God brought to me when I was 15 years old. We met at 15, high school, the football player and the cheerleader, you know, that kind of story. It was love at first sight for me, always. I mean, he is my one and only. We've been together 47 years. So sophomore year in high school. And again, just, you know, I'm from a family of 9. And so all I ever wanted to do was meet the man of my dreams, get married, and have children. And so that was kind of as we, high school sweethearts, we got married at 20, 21 years old. And I didn't go to college. I was a high school graduate. He went on. We got married. And I knew, you know, that was what I wanted. Marry him and have children. And the gifts just continued from there. So
in this day and age, to be married 40 years this year, 40 years, and to still be wildly in love, like traveling with you too, I just see this different place of marriage. And in a season of the world where I think all of us now are talking openly about marriage is work, marriage is hard. What are some of the things that you believe has kept your marriage so strong?
Yes. Well, I will say, staying in a marriage is harder than getting out of one. We've been married for 40 years. Half of those have been, if I could say, not easy. And anyone that tells you, oh, my marriage, you know, has been perfect for that many, is not telling the truth. We've had to work so hard at our relationship. It's the trials, the tribulations, and most of the time, it's the hardest parts that you learn from. And when everything's easy, let's face it, it's just that way. But for us, we've recognized the hard parts of our marriage is what has gotten us to the next level. And know that we got through that. Okay, we can get through this. And you know, you can't have six children, businesses that thrive, and then businesses that go bankrupt. All the things, family, you know, just all the things that you go through. I would say dating your spouse, we, even in those hard times, we would go out. Saturday night was our date night, and we'd have a babysitter set up, and we would use that time. And, you know, we just continue to respect each other, communicate. And I'm just so grateful that we didn't give up, because there was many times, and I'm sure a lot of people that are listening that have been married for many years have gone through those feelings of, oh my gosh, are we going to make it? Do I want this? Can we? You know, all those things that your mind can play on you. And I'm grateful every day that we never gave up, and we kept pushing and thriving and striving just to be better and better. And here we are celebrating our 40th anniversary in September.
And I love that, Anne. And I just so honor it. And so, you know, the podcast is called Drive the Line. And I mean, you've lived intimately this concept of drive the line with me in business, but it applies in so many areas. And I think driving the line in marriage, you've shown me a lot of that. And I think one of the things, as we think about, like, what does that mean, is it's honoring Jim publicly. It's, you know, speaking about him and to him in a certain way. Will you just talk about what that looks like, so people that have never been around you could experience that?
Well, and again, that comes with experience. It comes with this amount of time that we've been together. It hasn't always been. I mean, we've gone through a lot of tough times as well, but I have found in our later years, I may say we're 60 now, that I've found to keep my mouth shut. And there's times that I don't always agree, or times that he's driving me crazy, and I'm sure the same on his end. I have learned to turn it to either not say anything, give it time, have a conversation that will be more meaningful, so it's not breaking him down, and the same that he is for me. It's not, you know, I think just, again, that respect that we give each other, and the love that we do, it really is, it's a gift. Marriage is a gift, and it's no different than anything else. You got to work at being a great mom or dad. You got to work at you being a successful businesswoman or man. You've got to work at your marriage, and it's every day, and it's being consistent every single day and making a decision that you're going to find the great in him or her versus what is what bothers you the most about him. You're going to turn it.
Yes. And so driving the line is about impacting lots of people. And so the being witness to how you speak to and about him has impacted my kids. My kids will say, oh, how much they love that, you know, I love that Mrs. White is always telling Mr. White, you know, something she said, he looks handsome in his outfit when we're all on trips together. I love that when she's talking to you, she says, oh, you know, Jim will know that. Jim is so wise, and that they hear that. And so I want to honor you publicly for being just this example to my kids of what a great marriage. And here you are, you have raised six kids together, and now their families are thriving, and they've been a witness to that. And so I love seeing that. But you're not just a wife and a mom. I love what you described yourself as, a 20-year-old newlywed, and you just wanted to be that's what you wanted. But you also have this fierce bull in a china shop, watch out, glamorous, just a success blueprint that blows people away. And so you've gone out and had these amazing entrepreneurial endeavors. Will you just talk about that?
Well, it's interesting you say that, yes, because when I started out, that was what I thought. God had a much different plan for me. I you know, growing up in a large family, if there's anything you want, you have to work for it. So I always worked at a very young age. I had to make my own money. So that was always inbred in me in the first place. So once I started having children and I stayed at home, and I'm so grateful that that was something my husband and I had discussed. And that was part of our plan, was I would stay home with the children. He would work outside the home. And I'm super grateful to this day, because that, you know, that's all, that is part of who I am and raising our children. But there is other parts as well. So I always had, I don't like to ever call things a side gig, but I always had other businesses, things that I would do that wasn't just being an at-home mom. You know, maybe it was, I taught exercise class. So I did that for 20 something years. I always had small businesses. I made hair accessories. You know, I would just create things that, you know, I could do when my children were either napping. I just, because it was part of who I was. And throughout the years, I just continued to and make myself, not just be an at-home mom. But then I actually ironically got into network marketing when I was, gosh, probably 25 years old, 26 years old, in makeup and skincare. And so I love that. And that was kind of thing. I had people coming to my home, and that kind of started growing. And then when the kids were napping, I would be doing, you know, makeup and skincare. And then I realized, well, people were buying from other places. I wasn't able to really take care of my guests that I was helping with that. So I created my own skincare and makeup line. Again, that entrepreneurial spirit. And that kind of started growing, and I would do it through my home. It was home-based businesses. I did that around my children, and that kind of started growing. I always say my empire started with 4 lipsticks, and then my retail business then started taking off. And, you know, we'll get into that. I'm sure you'll ask questions about that, but that was kind of the start where I never had that plan. That was what I was going to do. God had it. But what a gift and what a joy it's been to be able to continue to grow my empire into something that has been able to bless thousands and thousands and thousands of women.
Yeah, I love this. I love this. So you're speaking to me that what your plan is today could be a launch pad for something enormous. And you kind of followed this path, and you were open to receive what was coming. And I'll tell you, what started with 4 lipsticks has grown into a full empire. And that's quite amazing. So talk about, you opened a retail, you opened this retail store, and people are so drawn. And so I want to interrupt and real quick, tell people where they can find you on social media, because everyone needs to stop what they're doing. Go look Ann White up, because you're going to see a style icon, just this woman who has just a gift for a look, for showing people how to feel great in their own skin, but she goes first. So Anne, how can they find you on social media?
Well, personally, it's Anne White, AnneWhite, Facebook, and Anne B. White personally on Instagram. And then our business is AH Collection. And that is my retail boutique. And so, of course, on Facebook, Instagram, it's, you know, AH Collection. And then, of course, we have a website. And I would love everybody to check it out, because it is, you know, a wonderful business story, but also an inspirational story of how you start with a little dream. And it can just, if you listen to your heart, anything is possible.
Yes. So take us through this, that you begin this retail, you follow the path, 4 lipsticks, down the path to opening a retail environment. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, the network marketing, and I always say I've come full circle in my, you know, 30 years in business, you know, started with, you know, doing makeup and skincare. That then turned into a few, you know, a little bit of jewelry, and a little bit of purses, and then a lot of it, and then a lot of it, and then accessories, and then apparel. And so that is where it started taking off. And we did open a brick and mortar 15 years ago. I say because I had a home business for, you know, for pretty much 15 years as well. And because that platform grew so much, we opened up a brick and mortar. And then we opened up another, and then we opened up another. So it was just out of, again, God having this plan. And interesting, Jessica, the brick and mortar started in the downturn in the economy in 2008, where everything was closing. And we had such a platform and such a following that the Simon Malls reached out and said, hey, we have all this open space. We would love you to come. We've heard a lot about you. Bring your business. We negotiated fabulous because we were like, yeah, we're never doing a brick and mortar. Are you kidding? We got a great thing going here in our homes. But we thought, okay, well, let's give it a try. We negotiated beautifully. I thought we would just do it for the holidays. And here we are 15 years later with, you know, we've had many brick and mortars and online. And, you know, once again, God had an amazing plan. Up your mute. Oh,
yeah. You have amazing events. You have this thriving business, brick and mortar. But a number of years ago, you and I were introduced and we got you involved in network marketing. And I'd like to hear just your perspective of that conversation. I had heard the best things about you and we hadn't met. We just were introduced via a phone conversation. And I had heard, this woman will knock your socks off. She's a dynamo. She's radiant. And if she decides to do this, clear all runways because she will go to the moon. And I remember being nervous to talk to you about this. You were so successful already in your own right. And you didn't need to do this, but will you talk a little bit about your perspective of this?
Well, again, when you reached out, of course, always honored, but there was no way. I was like, that's fabulous. I love what you're doing. I've been in network marketing. I got a coffee cup and a whistle, you know, kind of thing when I was doing it. But that part of network marketing got me into AH Collection where I had the skincare and cosmetics. So once again, God has such a great plan. Now, fast forward for, you know, in I think what, 2018, so 4 years ago when talking to you, I was definitely interested in trying the product. Because let's face it, we all want to feel great. We all want to look great. I wasn't in feeling my best. I was now aging and at 56 years young, I'll call it. And I knew I had some issues going on health-wise. So I thought, you know, I'm going to try this as a product, but I am definitely not doing it as a business. I'm opening up a third boutique. I'm busy. I'm already a six-figure income earner. I'm always very successful. I have six children. I have all these grandkids. Huge life. Once again, God had a different plan because what a beautiful mix. Now that I had such great results with the product and felt so much better that shame on me at that point. I'm a business owner. I own retail boutiques. I'm helping women every day style them from the outside to look great. But you know what, Jessica? You know what I heard most of the time? If only I could lose 10 pounds. If only I could feel better. If only I could fit into those jeans. If only. Now, because I had been introduced to something that had changed my life, health-wise, I thought, I go, girl, I gotcha. I can now help you feel beautiful from the inside out. Mm-hmm. So once again, I go back to that same thing. I got this gift from God that I got to bless so many more with both beauty from the inside out. It's brilliant.
I absolutely love that. And I will tell you that just getting to know you over these years and just watching you flourish and just offering people this awesome gift. Here's a tool. Here's what I will tell you. I think this will bless you. And just you doing that in such an authentic and awesome way has been so special for me. But I've also really learned, I'm looking at your life, it looks so glamorous to own these successful, I remember you had opening your third boutique at one time and just thinking, look at this powerhouse. But then you were gracious enough to really just be authentic and say, hey, brick and mortar retail stores are hard. And there's a lot of people out there that will hear this that own some kind of a business. But will you just speak to that? For those of us who didn't have a traditional retail type environment business, would you speak to just what that really is like besides the glamour?
Oh, yeah. Believe me. I always love it when people reach out and go, God, we want to do what you and Holly do. You guys make it look so fun. Well, let me tell you, it is fun, but it's a lot of work. Are you kidding? We wear every single hat. And anybody that might be listening to this that owns a brick and mortar in any business, I don't care what business it is, whether it's retail or what, we understand what comes along with owning your brick and mortar. It's called employees. It's called leases, rent, inventory, hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. It's all of the above. And we're open 7 days a week. So yeah, it's glamorous and fabulous, but there is 80% of it behind the scenes that we are doing every single day that you have to as an owner. And it's interesting that you bring that up, because when I look at being introduced to Isagenics 4 years ago, and of course saying, I'm not doing this as a business, I giggle about it now because I look at it and I think it is the most brilliant business model ever. And I tell my children, I tell anyone that will hear me, don't get me wrong, I love my business. I knew this has given me this beautiful platform to be able to really impact a lot of people. But to have this business with Isagenics, literally, I have no inventory besides what I decide to use. I'm buying it anyway. I'm buying food. I'm buying collagen. I'm buying vitamins. I'm buying supplements. People understand that. Spending money on that anyway, so I might as well get it from my own account, wholesale, right? But guess what? I don't have to carry an inventory. So that hundreds of thousands of dollars that I spend a month, this looks pretty darn good. I don't have to have any employees. I'm the CFO. I'm the CEO. I get to choose when and where. I can work from anywhere. And Jessica, you know, we travel all the time. And I get to share this beautiful opportunity anywhere I go. So, I make more money. It's an uncapped income. So I make more money with my Isagenics business than I do my AH collection business. It's pretty remarkable.
And how awesome that when the economy shifts, and there are shifts, right? We've lived through the season of the pandemic and shutdowns and you pivoting, but how awesome that this income is leveraged, right? So it shows up every Monday, you're paid. I think so many people across our team who've been self-employed and have lived through these different seasons, upturns, downturns, interruptions for lots of reasons, have just valued this secondary stream to say, this is a financial backstop. Will you just speak to what that's been like, just as these past 2 years, 3 years have been a little bit wild and unstable, uncertain?
Well, anybody that might be listening to this that's a business owner knows exactly what I'm going to say. Unless you were one that got to stay open, we found that March 16th, we'd been open for 27 years. And March 17th, we had to close our store. If I had no other income coming in, which a lot of people were that way. Oh my gosh, talk about a whole different ball game. This is when I recognized even more how blessed I was to have this. Really, it's a first stream of income because we had to close. And as a business owner, I mean, you do everything you can. Your business is your baby. you know, if you have no other stream of income coming in. So I think most people now recognize that they need a second, third, fourth stream of income. I have several streams, and this is probably because of what I learned in the pandemic, that I have realized I'm never going to ever be in that place again, mm-hmm. where I cannot count. I only count on that. So it was eye-opening. And I know for a lot of other people that be listening to this, they're shaking their head and they're going, yeah, I get that, Anne. I get that.
Yeah. Well, Anne, you are the new face. So one of the goals of this podcast is really to show people, to shine a light on the new face of network marketing. You're not what the people envision when they think of the bad stigmas associated with network marketing is in no way you. You're the new face of network marketing, badass, bulletproof people on a mission to impact people, share what they love, and create mega income. You've become a top 200 income earner in this company, a leader. You run events, you train on stages. You're looked at by the entire company, from the corporate staff to the entire field, as just someone who's grown and impacted in such huge ways. And that's what you do. I want to just stress, though, what you were saying about having owned a traditional business that has enormous startup costs, inventory costs, leases, regulatory, legal, all kinds of things. And then you mentioned this. So no startup costs, only your own personal use products, no inventory, lots of tax advantages, paid every Monday. So when you think about this new face of network marketing and some of the people that you have as leaders, will you speak to that? Speak to the stigmas that have, you know, people might be envisioning who was in network marketing and now who you're seeing come up and say, Anne, I want to do this with you.
Right. Well, to be honest with you, again, I look at it as if I'm part of something, this has got to be pretty freaking cool. You know, I'm not going to be part of something. I don't need to. I mean, I feel like, and I mean it when I say it, what an incredible business model. I have to say, the personal development of what I have learned in the last 4 years of being part of this, you guys, or to Jessica and to anyone listening, I was 56 when I started. I thought I had a big, huge, bold, juicy life. I was already very successful. All the things that kind of you look at when you think of success. But I didn't know what I didn't know. First of all, I always want to make sure I'm clear on that. And I think it's important for other people to hear that are listening to this, because I'm just so grateful I said yes. I wouldn't have been as healthy as I am. I'm 60 years young now, and I feel like I am just getting started in life. What a cool way to feel. And that's the kind of people I am searching for and looking for, are people that have a burning desire to just live this a big, bold, juicy life and bring so many more people on like that, that are wanting to leave people better than when they found them, to really impact and to continue to grow and continue to get, I love this analogy, 1% better every single day. I'm not going down without a fight. I've got so much life to live. And I don't care if, I mean, I'll be honest with you. It's the funny thing. I was looking at my social media. I thought this was kind of interesting. The analytics. The people that are following me the most are 18 to 24 year olds. You know what that tells me? They're looking for self-made. They're not wanting to trade time for money. They want to travel. They want to live a big, bold, juicy life. But you know what also tells me is that, why can't it be our 50, 60, 70? Why can't we continue to look at new opportunities to really, because we don't know. I didn't know what I didn't know. So I hope that is what I hope, that whoever is listening to this, that even if we find one person that says, you know what, I'm tired of being tired, or I want more. I deserve more. I want to give more. That is the people that I'm looking for. And that is what this network marketing is about.
And you make it fun. People have fun.
Amen.
People Amen. On your team have so much fun. I look at it and think, gosh, I want to be as fun as Anne White. I want to be in your presence and have fun with you. And that's, I think, what is magnetizing. It's just you make it, you pour love into people. And then we started with that, is that you have a gift for encouraging people and making them feel like $1 million. But you also, if they're around you, they're going to laugh, they're going to smile, their face will hurt from smiling. As you think about the success you've had, this upward trajectory in this company, in this industry, what is the advice you'd give someone who's looking at your success and saying, hey, I want to be great. I want to do great things. I want to, you know, really drive this business forward. What would you say is some good advice that you've gotten or you'd give people?
I would say get out of your own way. And that's one of the biggest things. I had to do that for myself. I think we all get so stuck in ourselves and where we're at and our mindset. And we tell ourselves all kinds of lies and all kinds of things that we think, well, I can't be like her. I can't do what she's doing. Oh, yeah, she may be successful because she's already had that platform. These are all excuses that I've played in my mind. That other people, that anybody listening, you're probably nodding your head, yeah, because we all have. And so I remember when a mentor shared with me, get out of your own way. It's not about you, Anne. It's about blessing other people's lives. That's why God has us on this earth. So I think the biggest thing is just to, you know, to be open, to say yes, try whatever it is. It may not be this, and that's fine. But if I could inspire anybody listening on this, just to, if you're in a place where you're feeling stuck or a place where you're just not living your best life, ask yourself why. What can you do? And be open.
Yes. I love that so much. I have found that writing the question that you're trying to find solutions for down and forcing yourself, I'm going to make a list. So I say, how can I earn double my income this year? And I really write down all the potential solutions and I force myself to fill up a page. I try to shoot for at least 50 ways. And I will tell you, I can't repeat. And I think that has changed so much. The ideas flow when you write down that question at the top. How can I get out of my own way? And force yourself to write down 50 ways that you could, unique ways that you could do it, and sit there and say, I won't get up until 50 ways. And you say, please give me guidance. If it's God or the universe or whoever it is that, you know, you look at to as a higher power, you say, fill my mind with ways that I can find a solution for this. And I have done that exercise. If you could see my desk, you'd see I'm just literally going through solving problems in my own life, finding solutions, being open to doors. And I love that you said that. What I think is really special as you're talking to people about being open is that if someone wasn't bold enough to ask you, thousands of people who wouldn't be positively impacted the way they have been. And I think we need to encourage people that are listening. If you're in network marketing,
yeah,
people like Anne White are open to this industry and they will come in and create a ripple effect into your business that will be seen for years to come.
I love that. And I think the biggest thing to follow up with that is, and I had to do this as well, is not prejudge a soul. Oh, she's already successful, or she's already this, or she's already that, or he, they won't want to do this. You know, I look at it now as, and I did that at the beginning, just like any, and a mentor, Jessica Rigner, shared kind of that whole feeling of don't prejudge a soul, because none of us know what somebody else is going through.
Right.
And the same, I'm grateful every single day that you made that phone call.
Well, I think we should close with this because people are flooding into this industry, into our business, into our team specifically, who don't fit a mold of what, you know, people might characterize as a network marketer. And I wanted to share this story is that, Anne, you and I have earned a lot of trips together. We've traveled the world with our families and our husbands and our friends and had so much fun. And we earned that trip to Grand Cayman. I know you'll remember that. Yeah. We all chartered a sailboat sunset sail was a special night for me. And well, maybe there were 10 of us now.
It was five couples. Yeah, it was 10.
10 of us that were on that sailboat. It was special. I mean, it was emotional. People really shared from their heart, their stories. We got to know each other. It was beautiful, 10. But I remember, like, and you got up to pour more wine and somebody else had to sit down because the boat wasn't big at all. We just really all fit on there perfectly. And then we recently went to Cabo San Lucas all together. And there were a lot more of us. We at least more than doubled the number. And then we chartered an 80-foot yacht for a sunset sail. And I love that when we talked that night, we had a dinner on that boat and it was beautiful. And we just talked about how, as we move on to these new trips, we're all winning Fiji. So we'll be in May. I know we'll all be in Fiji with our families, lots of people. We intend for many, many people to come. There's still time for brand new people to earn that trip. But I know that we talked about this hashtag bigger boat.
Yeah.
And I'd love you to just talk about what you're seeing across this team, the hashtag bigger boat, because every trip we take, we need a bigger boat because so many people are coming in, rising to the top.
Absolutely. It has been a joy to watch in 4 years how much we've grown. And I just feel like, because of the people that we are continuing to share with, and they're seeing the vision, and we are not playing small, you know, that I think that's a big thing that I've learned. It's like, continue to dream big. And you being the lead have always just, you've believed in us more than I think any of us believe in ourselves. And that's the beautiful thing, that we continue just to continue to dream bigger and bigger and bring more people with us. And because you know what that does? It impacts not only the first five couples, but now as we are growing and growing, it's impacting thousands and thousands. And it's the people like that we're continuing to bring, which you asked, who are we bringing? This is, so if people are listening and you're fired up, and you're like, I want to be part of that. And I want to be part of bringing more and sharing more. And I mean, we're just beginning.
Yeah.
I think we're just beginning.
Yeah.
So let's do this. Let's bring, I want everybody to join us.
Yeah.
Why not?
Part of the love boat. The love boat is our next boat. We have the love boat in Fiji, but I can't wait. And Anne, you're a blessing to so many people. And I think this really shine the light on successful people are looking to diversify their income. People with traditional businesses, it's not as glamorous as it might appear. It's glamorous, but there's challenges and hardships that this can really be a gap filler in a huge way.
Oh,
you didn't come here to play small.
100%. I am just grateful every day that God brought this gift to me. And like I said, it's just the beginning. We're just going to keep going and keep growing and bringing so many more amazing women and men along with us. I'm honored I got to be part of this today with you, Jessica. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you to you and Jim. And honestly, when people impact your kids, when we have adult role models for our kids, it means everything. And so I'll leave that. I want to just leave it there that you and Jim are truly honoring and to my family. But also, that's what people get when they come here, is they get a community that if you want people who you'd love to have at the dinner table to inspire your kids, who will lift your kids up, who will pour into them, who will send your kids messages of encouragement without you even knowing, this is the community for them. And Anne and Jim, you're a huge part of it. We thank you so much.
God bless.
Thank you all so much for joining us today on Drive the Line with Jessica. If you enjoyed today's show, please follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. I hope you learned a lot from today, and I cannot wait to catch you on our next episode.